It's time for a look now at today's press review with Deepthi Laurent. And Deepthi, alarm and great concern in Europe over Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin's plans to end the war in Ukraine.
Yeah, absolutely. Alarm, great concern, I'd say even panic in the US, in the European press this Friday after that call between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump earlier this week in which the two appeared to discuss a possible end to the war in Ukraine. This is the headline from The Eye, a British daily here, which really epitomizes the panic and disbelief as those announcements have really left European leaders scrambling. The paper saying that the 1949 deal to protect Europe from war appears to have to be a thing of the past now. Donald Trump's message has shocked world leaders. The paper does note, though, that NATO leader Mark Rutte has commended Donald Trump's honesty and said that Europe does need a wake-up call when it comes to its defense spending. This is the headline from Libération, the French left-wing paper, which says Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, seul au monde, castaway, if you like, or alone against the world. And in its paper pages today, Libération's editorial is quite interesting here, which says that the cards have really been redrawn, or the plan has been redrawn when it comes to diplomacy. The paper says that this conversation with Donald Trump earlier this week is Vladimir Putin's greatest victory in 3 years of war, and it didn't even happen on the battlefield. And as you mentioned there, Oliver, there is also a lot of concern that these talks or any kind of plan to end the war will essentially sideline Europe and notably Volodymyr Zelensky, the Ukrainian leader. And that's really highlighted in this cartoon from Ranson today, French cartoonist, who sees Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin at the proverbial negotiating table, while Donald Trump tells Zelensky there's no chair for him at this negotiating table.
And what reactions are there from the other papers in Europe?
Well, you have this from Frankfurter Allgemeine, which is the German daily here on its front on the front of its website today. The paper wonders if Berlin is just watching all of this unravel from the sidelines. The paper noting that Putin and Donald Trump's conversation and subsequent comments have not only shaken Germany's understanding of its own role in the conflict, it also comes in the middle of an election campaign in Germany and bears the question, how can Europe take responsibility for Ukraine's security and its own? As you see here in this article here, the paper says that Putin's charm offensive is bearing fruit for him, and it's going to have consequences not just for Ukraine, but all of Europe. And this is quite an interesting article in the Daily Mail today. This is an opinion piece written by Sir Richard Sheriff. He's the former Deputy Supreme Allied Commander Europe. He writes that Donald Trump's handed Ukraine on a platter to Russia and says it's worse than Chamberlain's appeasement of Nazi Germany, noting that this agreement is also catastrophic to the Ukrainians who've been fighting on the front lines for 3 years. And to end this section, you also have this very interesting article here from Politico today, which says that Europe lacks a master plan when it comes to Trump's new world disorder. This official speaking to Politico anonymously also says that this week's events really shows the extent to which Washington disregards Europe. For decades, Europeans required a certain decorum in how they were treated. Donald Trump has delivered a rude awakening to the cruel world of today.
And the New York Times today takes us inside the Murdoch family succession drama.
Yes, that's right, Oliver. I don't seem to have the article here, but it is a very, very interesting article based on 3,000 pages of documents. The New York Times takes us inside the messy court battle and bitter succession fight between Rupert Murdoch and his four children over the future of his empire. It reads like a script from the TV series Succession, which itself was inspired by the Murdoch family. The New York Times explaining that the 93-year-old has always intended for his empire to be passed along to his children. In recent times, though, he's sought to consolidate power in the hands of just one of his children, Lachlan Murdoch, who is considered the most politically conservative of the four and who represents the direction that Murdoch wants his empire to go in the future. In 2023, he sat down with his children, his other children, to announce that he'd be changing the trust to give his son Lachlan more powers. What ensued was a bitter family battle that culminated in a secret trial in which all of them testified to the power plays, backstabbing and grievances that have defined the family for many decades.
And finally, we are at Valentine's Day today. And for the non-romantics, I'm sure there are many, there are manifold ways to celebrate this day.
Absolutely. If you're less about love and more about revenge this Valentine's Day, animal shelters and zoos around the world are offering many possibilities to help you forget about your exes. At a bird shelter in Alaska, you can pay $100 to name a frozen dead rat after your ex and then watch it being fed to resident owls at the shelter. This year, reportedly, so many rats were sold that they had to order a second batch. Now, if rats are not your thing, you can always name a feral cat after your ex and right before it gets neutered. Memphis Zoo in Tennessee gives you two options for Valentine's Day. For $10, you can send a lovely video of a red panda eating a grape to your loved one, or you can send a video of an elephant pooping. The options are plentiful for romantics and non-romantics this Valentine's Day.
I think I like this new completely inclusive Valentine's Day.